Vertigo by Alison Pick is the eighth novel that I've read as part of the Man Booker 2011 long list. It's published by Headline Review in the UK and is 311 pages long. It's a story about World War II, about a family who are Jewish, who live in Czechoslovakia, who don't want to leave their home and their livelihoods, but have a young son whom they are concerned about. It's a story about kinder transport, but it's also something more than that. It's sort of amusing on how it is that we construct stories from bits of evidence, bits of documentation, letters, official documents. And about the way that we do want to construct stories, the way that we want to understand the story of how something happened and why it happened, and what happened to the people involved in the story. I thought it was a faultless novel, really well crafted. It doesn't descend into mawkishness or sentimentality. And yet, it's still really powerful and really moving. And it's kind of a very light touch analysis on how it is that people become informers and betray people that they love, and about the complexity, really, of being human and of loving other people and of being hurt, and the small battles that we have within ourselves when huge battles are being fought across the world. So I think it's perhaps the best novel I've yet read about World War II. What more can I say about it, really? It's the second book that's earned a full 5 out of 5 for me. It was a pleasure, in an odd sense, to read. And I think particularly because I was really drawn in by the frame of this story being told, but being told as one of the possible fictions that can be constructed from a certain set of evidence presented. But when I describe it like that, it's almost like it's trying to be clever, and I don't really think it is. I think it's just about trying to make sense of horrific events, and it's just fantastic, really fantastic. So another one that I really hope makes the shortlist.